Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I please have your zip code?
01453. I've got a charge on my checking account here. I think it's from you people for $59.89. What is that?
Essential What's your name?
Essential Fitness. What is that? Essential Fitness.
You've reached a call center. We handle over 400 different services. In order to assist you, I will have to locate and verify an account. Can I have your name?
William J. Last name Bachant. B as in Bill. A-C-H-A-N-T as in Tom.
Sorry, your phone went out. What was that?
What? William J. Bachant. B as in Bill. A-C-H-A-N-T as in Tom. Bachant. William J.
And for security, can you confirm the address?
22 Woodside, one word, Avenue, that's Leominster, Mass. Leominster, Mass 01453.
Thank you. I have the account located for the Dyson's vacuum contest entry done by the Byte Sub Service. How can I assist you?
I didn't order that. I don't know where this came from.
Okay, so you're stating that you did not do a Dyson's vacuum contest entry?
No, I did not. I did not. Okay. I've got a charge here for $60 in my chicken account, and I want my money back.
All right, sir. Since you're stating you didn't initiate the Dyson's vacuum sweepstakes survey, what I'm going to be doing is getting you transferred to the fraud department. We have the IP.
The what department?
Fraud department. We have the IP address from the original device that was used, and we do take fraud very seriously. So since you're stating you didn't initiate that, we're going to be contacting the local authorities, providing them with that IP address. They do locate, track down, and prosecute the owner of that device to the fullest extent of the law. So as long as you're sure you or no one in your household did that initial Dyson's vacuum, we can go ahead and get you transferred.
All right, whatever. I just want my $60 back. That's all.
All right, give me one moment while I get you transferred over.
Yep.
Transferring you now. Thanks for calling customer support, and please hold.